This is Lisa Rhodes. Along with Ann Kim Tenner and Rachel Kubri, we welcome you to Episode 4 of the Lex Tech in 10 podcast. Today, we are proud to introduce you to our new Director of Innovation and Instructional Technology, Tom Martelloni. You may remember him as the former Fisk Elementary Principal. Following his segment, Ann will spotlight Flippity.net, an interactive scavenger hunt activity. A few district reminders before we begin. Please reach out to your digital learning coach if you need help with your Google account or any extensions. Don't forget to support your team at the LEF Trivia Bee, and we look forward to seeing you at Lexington Learns together.
Welcome to the podcast, Tom.
Hey, how are you, Rachel?
I'm doing okay.
Great.
So today we have with us Tom Martelloni, who is the new head of our technology department. Now introduce yourself with your title because I don't want to...
Sure, well, you don't want to botch it up. That's okay. My title is the Director of Innovation and Instructional Technology for Lexington Public Schools.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. It's a great opportunity. The innovation piece is new to the job. Mm-hmm. Dr. Hackett was really interested in working to promote innovation alongside technology and with our new strategic plan. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
So you come to this position new this year, and we really wanted to have you on the podcast to give you the opportunity to sort of reach the masses. I know that you've been doing a lot of visiting to the schools, and you're expecting to hit all the schools pretty soon, actually. So you're meeting a lot of people, and you're seeing a lot of the classrooms. But this is your chance to talk to our teachers and our administrators, and maybe you want to start. I know you were thinking about sharing your entry plan and how things have been going.
Great. Yeah, I would love that. So I started my new position July 1st. It's been a very busy time. Many people probably don't realize. I'm sure people think summer is quiet, but that's one of our busiest times because right. we're preparing devices and maybe doing work on networks and other things mm-hmm. when people aren't around. So I started July 1st, and I thought it would be important to have an entry plan as part of my coming into the position in the department. So I had a goal, and I had a vision that I crafted specifically thinking about innovation and technology. My goal for the position and for technology and innovation in Lexington is to create systems and structures and a district-wide culture that really drives improvement in student and adult learning. I think that's super important. And through that strategic implementation of emerging technologies and innovation, I'm hoping that we would get some traction there and do some new and innovative things, both related and non-related to technology. So I think when people see the innovation portion of the job, they automatically think tech.
Yeah.
Although as I've been visiting schools, I've been saying to people, part of my job is technology, but the other part is innovation. And
right.
if you have a great idea, bring that idea to me, whether it involves tech or not,
right.
I'll be a willing thought partner. So, and then my vision for the department and for Lexington really is that innovation and technology supports growth and change in all of our schools, from our youngest learners, so pre-K, mm-hmm. All the way up to our oldest students, and then for community members as well. So that's been... that's kind of the root of kind of where I'm coming at to the position and the department. It's been great so far. I have to say, I love the job. I love coming into work every day. I go home every night. I say how much I love work. So that's been a lot of fun. And it's been really great to see a district-wide perspective around mm-hmm. technology, innovation. So some of the work we've been doing is working to have a replacement plan for all of our devices. So that's
right.
important. I needed that to help build a capital budget plan. And the capital budget goes for 5 years. So a lot mm-hmm. of people don't know that. So what happens is we build a capital budget for 5 years. And then when another year comes around, we reevaluate the budget we've submitted.
Mm-hmm.
We adjust it if necessary and then add another year.
Right.
It does get tricky as you go out because, of course, technology changes so quickly. You don't know what might be coming kind of down the road, but we try to anticipate that as best we can. So we've been working on replacement plan for devices, how long a device has, when would we replace it. We've also been working to start at the elementary level with kind of a blueprint around what schools should have. So we're really...
Right.
Our district is doing a lot of work around, as you know, diversity and equity and inclusion. Mm-hmm. And one of my key tenets around making sure that people have what they need for teaching and learning is that we have equity across our schools.
Right.
So we've been working on this I'll call it a blueprint, but it's really about what every elementary school should have K-5 kind of standard.
Great.
And then, so that's been some of our other work. We also this year completed one-on-one computing at the high school.
Yes.
And the middle school. So yes. That's been a very, very busy. It's been a flurry of activity, to say the least.
So. But also sort of dropping down into elementary school as well. So when you look at our district, for district-wide, grades 3 and up?
Grades 3 and up.
So much have access.
Yes. So initially the thought was that 4 and 5 would have one-to-one computing, and grade 3 would share some devices. However, with the nature of teaching and learning and the work that kids are doing, we felt like it would create hardship if, let's say, a fourth or fifth grade class had devices, and then come MCAS time, third graders needed to borrow devices.
Right.
So it made sense. We have the devices and we've got the infrastructure, and our capital budget allows for third grade to have their own devices. So we're working by the end of this year. We're working to have one-to-one, actually even before, it'll probably be in the next couple months. We're working to have one-to-one in grades 3 and up.
Yep.
We've got iPads in our younger grades. Those are more appropriate devices. They're kinesthetic in nature, and kids can do lots of easy things on them. And we're increasing the number of iPads in classes, so we're working to get up to 10 in a class.
Great.
So teachers have some flexibility with centers and stations.
Yeah. And thinking about your previous work as a principal and that one-to-one in sort of elementary school, that was something you were sort of leading the pack on a few years ago as you looked at your school and the available technology and the available funding and tried to figure out how to do that sort of ahead of time, which was interesting.
Yeah, we at Fisk, when I did have opportunity to get devices, I did make a concerted effort to push them more into the upper grades to start. So that way we had a mass of devices and therefore could have one-on-one computing. So we had one-on-one in fifth grade for a couple of years. Then we were able to get the devices into fourth and then push down to third. And then kind of as we were pushing down into third, the rest of the district was coming along.
Yeah.
We did move away from having students work with MacBook Airs. Not that there aren't some students that need that type of a device. So I think the other thing is that while we have kind of a common device that we give out for many learners, the other thing that part of our work requires is that we think about kids who may have some special needs and need something different.
Yep.
So we have some kids that maybe a Chromebook is not the best device for them. Yep. They need a MacBook Air or they need an iPad. So it's really about thinking individually what kids need to help meet their needs.
And Tom has done an excellent job already this year working with myself and other people to really inform that best device, that sort of having a plan for everybody and then knowing that there are going to be exceptions to the plan and then looking specifically at that exception to figure out what the next best tool is that matches the environment as well as we can and matches the students' needs. So it's been good so far.
I feel like it's a little tricky. You come into a position and you're trying to learn like, okay, who needs what? I feel like it's always one of those things when you start a new job that has lots of moving parts that you're the first year, you're kind of learning your way. And then I feel like after that, you kind of iron out the wrinkles. So, you know, I already know from my work with you this year, I'm thinking, okay, this is what I'll do differently next year to be proactive and get that plan. So some of the work, part of my plan also included a piece around communication. Technology touches every single person in the district, whether you're a teacher using Aspen, you're a parent logging onto a website, you're a teacher using Google Classroom. It really does permeate all of the work.
Yes.
We're living in a digital age. And I feel like there are lots of moving parts. And one of the things I really wanted to do this year is to focus on making sure that there were generous amounts of communication across multiple platforms. So that means periodic emails out to schools.
Yeah.
That means my visiting schools each time I visit a school. So I started in September with scheduled visits.
Yeah.
I have between September and January 30 school visits scheduled. It is ambitious. I will tell you, I've told my administrative assistant, I don't care what happens unless there's an emergency. I do not cancel. I keep those times on my schedule. So I'm almost through 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing 10 morning visits.
Mm-hmm.
one for each site that includes preschool. Yep. And then those are in the morning. And then I don't always want to see the same thing. Yep. So my second set of 10 visits is in the afternoon.
Great.
And then I'm going back to morning. Okay. And so I really just, I try when I can to get an email out ahead of time to say, yep, hey, I'm coming to visit. I let the principals know I'm coming as well. Usually it's a text or an email. And I also pop in to say, how is technology working for you? How is it going in your building? Do you have any needs? Are there any problems? Because I really want to know that.
I think as a principal, you saw the other side of that too.
Yes.
And how you wanted to work with the technology department to meet the needs of your school, and how your school had needs similar and different than the other elementary schools. And so working with the administration that's school-based is going to be helpful to you.
Yeah, I really want people to feel like I am checking in, that I'm attentive to their needs. And I've shared with the department that I believe, you know, our most important work is around teaching and learning and customer service. Those are really important. So when I'm out, the first thing I do is I stick my head in the principal or assistant principal's office. Yeah. I say, how are things going?
Yeah.
I have a brief conversation. I might give them a few highlights of some things to come.
Yeah.
I'm out in classrooms and I'm wandering around. I've got my backpack on. I'm sticking my head in classes, maybe taking some photos. I'm trying to share some of what I see out on Twitter, so that way folks are seeing that.
Yep.
In addition to that, I have a webpage for my department. I put some information out there. So I'm working across a number of fronts to build communication and try to make sure that everybody feels like they've got information about what's happening in technology.
But it goes both ways, that they have that information, but also you're accessible and they can talk to you and they can reach you.
Exactly.
So that two-way communication, I think, is something I've noticed that you're definitely doing good by and paying attention to. Because it's hard to weave into all those other things that come with the job. So
yes. I will say, I get lots of requests for devices. So I think people have lots of wants, and that's good.
Now that you're accessible.
Now that I'm accessible, like I will say,
the gift giver.
I will oftentimes ask, like, okay, do these requests come to me? But people are really good.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, it's a learning curve. I'm working my way through. I try to be as responsive as I can. When I can say yes to something, I try to say yes if it's reasonable. Sometimes I have to say no, and here's the reason why. But my approach is, if I can, and it's good for kids and we can support it, I do try to say yes.
Good. So I want to hear a little bit more about your school visits and that innovation piece.
Yep.
And based on your previous experience as a principal and what technology was happening in your school, but through the lens, your new lens. And I wanted to see if you wanted to share a specific something that you saw in your travels thus far that really impressed you, was really interesting, was really innovative, was difficult to do, but they got it done. Do you want to share a story with us?
Sure. So of course I've been putting out in my emails, please see me about innovation. And it's funny because at one school I went to, one of the staff members had emailed me then after I put out my email and said, look, I'm working with kids. I'm not going to be available when you're here, but here are a couple of ideas that I want help with. So they were around kids sharing out stories. And really, I feel like, you know, student agency for kids having a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And also that voice kind of threaded through the community. So I feel like that kind of is linked to some of the work we're doing around inclusion and community and the DEI work we're doing as a district. Of course, you know, last year at my previous school, I was at Fisk, we did a project where we had book clubs. They were diversity book clubs, and we invited families in. Kids all got a copy of the book, and then we had a diversity book blog, and kids got to share their thinking there.
Great.
So, I mean, that for me, I feel like anytime you can say to kids, I'm going to give you a voice, and I'm going to amplify your experience and your voice, and I'm going to put that out there.
Yeah.
I feel like that's great. I did stumble into a school where one of the digital literacy coaches, learning coaches, was working with a classroom teacher, and kids were doing bio poems, and they were actually using Adobe Spark video to do the bio poems. And I thought that was a great twist to something that kids had traditionally done, but involved multimedia and video. So that I thought was innovative in itself, because I feel like at the end of the day, people generally kind of go back to what they know that's comfortable. And it can be scary to stretch yourself and to try something new. And I think, you know, what I say to people is, like, if there's no smoke and no fire, nothing dangerous, and you want to try something that's innovative.
Go for it.
I feel like we need to be trying that because that's what we're telling kids.
Right.
We tell kids, like, take
growth
a chance,
mindset.
Growth mindset. And I think it's easier said to children sometimes
right.
than it is for adults. So,
yeah, and to model that.
Exactly.
It can be a little hard for us. So
I think
I
think Lexington is a wonderful community that has very high expectations.
Yeah.
And I think those high expectations sometimes make it a little bit daunting for people to
yeah.
try something new.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, who wants to try something new and it doesn't work?
Yeah.
But I think
that's how we move forward.
Exactly. Part of my job is saying to people, I'm giving you permission
yeah.
to try something
yeah.
new and make some mistakes.
How can I help you?
How can I help you? And let me be a thought partner and reach out to me.
Yeah.
And so actually I was at one of the middle schools and the librarian reached out. I popped in to see her and she's talked to me about having an area in the library that was a little bit more geared towards students. So thinking about flexible spaces
yep.
and having some type of display screen there and a place for kids to collaborate and work.
Nice.
And so that I thought was great. Thinking
yeah.
about, 21st century media centers and how kids might interact with one another
yeah.
there.
Great.
So.
Cool. We're almost out of time, but is there anything else you want to share or say?
I guess I would say that I really am excited to see ongoing collaboration. I think Lexington is known for that.
Yeah.
And I love seeing the intersection of teaching, learning, collaboration, technology, innovation. I feel like it all comes together.
Yeah.
And I would want people to know that I really take seriously the work that I'm doing now because I aspired to get a district-wide leadership position
mm-hmm.
where I could help more people and more kids.
Yeah.
And I loved the principalship. So I was an administrator for 20 years
yeah.
and I loved that work and I loved going in every day. And I felt like my job was to serve the people that were in my school.
Yeah.
And so now I get this great opportunity to do that across the district.
Wider.
And that for me is really exciting. I go home every day thinking, okay, well, maybe something that I touched that day doesn't visibly appear to get right out into the mm-hmm. hands. I do know that I'm making a difference for
yeah.
kids and teachers and the community. And so for me, that is really invigorating. And it's a great opportunity for me to help kind of move the work of the district forward. So
awesome.
Super
well,
glad
thank
to
you,
be
Tom.
Here.
This is great. I think as the podcast continues and as you continue in this role, we should have you back.
I would love to come back and tell you about some more of the great things I've
yeah.
seen at my school visits.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, it's Anne here to tell you all about Flippity.net. Flippity.net is a free web-based tool that was created by a teacher for teachers. It uses Google Sheets to create all kinds of templates, including Jeopardy, a random name or group picker, flashcards, timelines, puzzles, and more. You can see all the activities in a demo and then download the template for yourself and add your own details. Remember to ask your digital learning coach for extra help. Enjoy!
Thank you for listening to the Lex Tech in 10 podcast. Don't forget to reach out to any one of us or your building digital learning coach for questions and assistance. That's what we're here for. Also, check out our website, gg.gg/LexTechIn10, where you can find show notes and other resources. Do you have an idea for a future podcast? Would you like to be featured on a future podcast? Email us at lextechin10@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.